Now, all the usual suspects are joined by Joe Brand, who's a dab hand, it seems, when it comes to performing a famous Frank Capra film on the radio. Oh, sorry. Was that a clue?
We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week on a second visit to Richmond, the historic borough in southwest London. Sir Walter Raleigh was imprisoned here in a cell below Richmond Palace before his execution in 1618. Raleigh's head was then embalmed and presented to his wife, who kept it clutched in her arm wherever she went. It's recorded that as she attended a grand banquet at the Mansion House, Lady Raleigh requested a glass of sherry, while her husband's head ordered a Gottler gear. The evangelist William Dawson was a reformed criminal who preached here in the 1890s. Dawson returned from travelling in Central America with his newfound faith. He often told how he was woken in the dead of night by a soft voice saying, "Jesus loves you." Not words you want to hear in a Mexican prison cell. Nearby Twickenham was the home of Chief Inspector Walter Dew, who found fame investigating the Jack the Ripper case, then travelled the world as a consulting detective. Dew used to photograph victims' eyes, believing an image of the last person they'd seen was left there. Imagine his surprise when, in snaps taken while he was away on a trip, his wife's eyes revealed a close likeness of their milkman's belly button. Another famous local resident is Trevor Bayliss, who invented the clockwork radio. But he's not alone in trying to make a living by getting people wound up listening to the wireless. Let's meet the teams. They are, on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Timbrook Taylor and Joe Brand. And taking her place at the desk next to me, please welcome our scorer, the ever-delightful Samantha. Well, we start this week by leafing through the pages of the Uxbridge English Dictionary. Hooray! A good dictionary is essential for learning the subtle differences in meaning between similar terms. For example, many don't understand the correct use of the words strengthened and fortified. Well, if something has been strengthened, it has been made stronger or more effective. Or in the case of money, it's increased in value compared to foreign currencies. Whereas fortified comes between 40 Ford and 40 Dicks. But the meaning of words are constantly changing, so teams, your suggestions, please, for any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Tim, you could start.
Warbling, jewellery you wear in combat.
Barry?
Gringo, Mexican traffic lights.
Graham?
Spectator, a short-sighted potato.
Joe.
Egalitarian, one who only eats birds of prey.
Biased, having four buttocks.
Blemish, the official language of Belgium.
O'clock, an Irish clock.
Potpourri, aroma of dried Teletubby.
Wi-Fi, the eye of a wife.
Odin, Irish noise.
Aerofoil, chocolate wrapper.
Officious, Irish cod.
Canopy, a tin of urine.
Twig, Yorkshire toupee.
Obituary, Irish rudeness.
Cashew, a bank teller with a cold.
Grating, Jamaican elephant.
Acoustic, a Scottish cattle prod.
Well, it's music time now. It's music time now with the round called Pick Up Song. Now, this is where the teams sing along to some well-known discs chosen specially for them. Samantha made her regular visit down to the record library to choose the discs yesterday, where she found the entire archive staff had assembled to congratulate her on completing 25 years service this week. There were speeches and drinks, and then Samantha was presented with a generous sum of money the archivists had collected between themselves. Samantha says she's very grateful and she'll probably blow the whole lot on a weekend away. Samantha is back at the turntable and ready to give the discs a spin. You should sing along, teams, until she turns the volume down. If, when the music returns, you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points, and points mean prizes. Nice to see you. To see you. And this week's prize... This week's prize will ideally suit every keen Yorkshire Terrier owner who wants to look at the latest in kennels for their pets. It's an all-expenses-paid trip to the Airedale Home Exhibition. So, Graham, you're to start, and I'd like you to accompany Johnny Cash singing I Walk the Line.
Keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the ties that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day is through.
I walk the line.
Well, you know, it was worth the wait. Okay, you're next, Barry. I'd like you to accompany Ray Charles singing I Got a Woman.
I got a woman way over town.
That's good to me.
Oh, yeah.
Say, I got a woman way over town. Good to me. Oh, yeah. She give me money when I'm in need. Yes, she's a kind of friend indeed. I got a woman way over town. That's good to me. Oh, yeah, she saves her loving early in the morning just for me. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Saves her loving.
Barry Cryer, Barry Cryer. I think you'll all agree that was remarkable, wasn't it? Well done, Barry, considering he thought he was coming to a whist drive. So, you now, Tim... Can you accompany Gloria Gaynor singing I Will Survive?
First I was afraid, I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong, and I learned how to get along. And so you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I could have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd known for just one second, you'd be back to bother me. All right, now go. Walk out the door. Just turn around now.
because you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye? Do you think I'd crumble? Do you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, no, not I. I will survive.
Very good, Tim. Very good. I think there was an attempt to clap along at some point there. It was either that or a lot of seats going up. Finally, last but not least, Joe, can you accompany Meghan Trainor singing All About That Bass?
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, 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 bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size 2, but I can shake it, like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got the boom boom that all the boys chase, all the right junk in all the right places. I see the magazine working the Photoshop, we know that shit ain't real, come on now make it stop. If you've got beauty, beauty, just raise them up, cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me, don't worry about your size.
She
says, boys like a little more booty, the booty to hold at night. Yeah, you know I won't be no stick figure, silly come Barbie doll.
Joe Brand. Well, the teams are going to demonstrate the full range of their acting skills now in the round called This Won't Take Long. Generally known by the title Sound Charades. The game was inspired by the old TV favourite Give Us a Clue, where teams used to mime the titles of books or films against a strict time limit. And when the producers of the original game were suggesting names for a team captain, they asked who better than Lionel Blair. They came up with several hundred names, but chose him anyway. So, Tim and Joe, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here is the mystery voice.
Arsenic and old lace. Arsenic and old lace.
All right, so you're guessing this one, Barry and Graham, and our audience may care to clap if they think Barry and Graham are getting warm. So off you go, please, Tim and Joe.
It's four words. It's a play and a film, and it goes like this. Are you okay, Joe? You don't seem to be sitting too comfortably.
Thanks for asking, Tim. It's a bit embarrassing, really. You see, I've just grazed my bum on this nail. You don't have some kind of tourniquet on you, do you, by any chance?
Gosh, Joe, I'm afraid I've got nothing on me except this single, worn-out shoestring. Would you like me... would you like me to tie it to you?
Be my guest.
Oh, there you go.
Wow, you've done this before, Tim.
Not since boarding school, actually. The end.
Is the word string in the title?
No.
Is the word nail in the title?
No.
Why not?
Is the word the in the title?
No.
Play and a film. Oh.
Kind Hearts and Coronets.
Ooh. She grazed her bum on a nail.
Oh. With nail. No, no.
With nail and string.
Another word for bum would help.
Bottom.
Something a bit more earthy than bottom.
Like arse.
Yeah. Right, that's very good. on to the next one.
You're so close to it.
Well, yeah. What? Kind arse and coronet.
And what did I make it better with?
Tourniquet.
String.
String.
No. Shoestring.
What do you tie your shoes up with?
Lace.
Arsenic and old lace.
Lace.
Well, that's one tooth out. Your turn, Baron Graham. Your title is now being exhibited on the laser display board, and here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner.
Is it Emmanuel?
It is film.
Film.
It's two words.
Two words.
Goes like this. Image.
Google, you'll have had your tea.
No, I have not.
But it's nearly midnight.
It'd have been here hours ago if it wasn't for that new bus driver.
How so, old friend?
Well, we were nearly at my stop when he suddenly whizzed up a side street.
Without getting out of the bus?
No.
I'm a cog.
No, I dare say you are, but he was driving the bus.
Oh, right.
We were just about back en route when he zoomed off to the right up another alley, and then he was dodging left down the lane, right again.
Heavens, the man's a menace.
Oh, you'd swear the man can't drive in a straight line. Always diverting left and right and left, and get him on a roundabout.
You'll never get him off.
Neither could I.
James, well, that explains what they call him.
It certainly does.
Absolutely no idea. Give us another clue.
Just give them the name.
What does he keep doing?
Swerving. No.
No.
Oh, hello.
It's a simpler word than that.
Much simpler.
Nuts.
If you come to somewhere you want to drive to the right in the car, what do?
You have a drink. You turn. Yeah. Oh, there's that thing with Timothy Spalling. Mr. Turner. Yeah.
That's not somebody that goes left and right and left and right. Somebody that turns around a corner.
On a roundabout.
Yeah. Let it go, Tim, please. Okay, let's try another round. It's such fun. Let's do another one. This one's for you, Tim and Joe. You.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Guardians of the Galaxy.
It's four words, it's a film, and it goes like this. Excuse me, is this your chocolate?
No, but me and my friends here are looking after it, so push off.
Fair enough.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
It's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. Well, first, I noticed that we've received a postcard. It comes from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. She writes, Dear NHS Direct, I contacted you months ago about earwax removal. I still haven't heard anything. Yours, Mrs. Trellis. And on with the game, which, as it's the first in the winter season, will be played to bog standard rules. So points are scored according to the continuous chain method and will count towards league standings in the Armitage Shanks Memorial Bowl. So, Tim, you can start.
Well, I better start with Waterloo.
Mm-hmm. It's bog standard.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, Charing Cross.
Yeah.
Stockwell.
Oh, right. Fairlop.
Oh, nice one.
Well, I've got to go to Baron's Court then.
Oh. You can't have Baron's Court. Graham has blocked your system with his Fairlop.
I thought. I thought there was a continuous chain.
No, it was a U-bend.
Right, OK, then, Marland Road?
That's a flush, isn't it?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Well, Edgware Road. Good.
I think I'll be the one to decide. Sorry, Barry. You seem to have slipped into Royal Dalton there. Can't let you have Edgware Road.
OK.
Well, you know, we either play properly or we don't play at all.
No, I respect that, Jack. Edgware Road, no, I accept that. King's Road.
Yes, now I'm thinking Bakerloo here, but it might have to be Swiss Cottage.
How appropriate.
The audience didn't think so. But nevertheless, Swiss Cottage.
Swiss Cottage, yes.
Yeah, no, they got it.
So I'm going to Goodge Street.
Is that on a continuous chain?
Yeah, that's fine from Swiss Cottage. Absolutely.
That's the method.
St John's Wood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember when people used to take this seriously.
St John's Wood, Joe?
Brixton.
Brixton, you can't argue with Brixton.
Oh.
Brixton in the system saves water.
Earl's Court.
Cheyne Walk.
Ooh. Oh.
You've got it.
Cheyne Walk.
Yep.
Mornington Crescent.
Oh. Good, thank you very much. Well, the next round takes a look at the Kama Sutra. Now, misunderstood by many, the Kama Sutra is in fact an ancient Hindu text considered by experts to be the standard work on human relationships. Written in Sanskrit, karma is the main spiritual goal of Hindu life, while sutra literally means a thread that holds things together and refers metaphorically to a collection of aphorisms in the form of a guide to virtuous and gracious living. And it's got drawings that show you unusual ways to get your leg over. I have some incomplete sections of the Kama Sutra, and I'll ask the teams to suggest what the missing words might be. So, Joe, I'm going to start with you. A man whose desire at the time of sexual union is not great and who cannot bear the warm embraces of the female is called...
A husband.
It's got a man of small passion. Tim, one for you. This is the way to begin the Congress. The citizen should receive the woman who will come bathed and dressed and will invite her to take refreshment and to drink freely. He should then seat her on his left side and gently embrace her with his right arm. At last, when the woman is overcome with love and desire, and when the two are left alone, they should proceed...
In a southerly direction.
as has been already described in the previous chapters. Barry, from a chapter on which girls to avoid, the following girls should be avoided. One who has a projecting forehead, one who has a bald head, one who does not like purity, one who is...
known as Arthur.
In fact, a younger sister is what it says. Graham, this bit is from a chapter... which outlines the different ways of lying down.
I hope this is helpful to you.
When the woman places one of her legs on her lover's shoulder and stretches the other out, and then places the latter on his shoulder and stretches out the other, and continues to do so alternately, it is called...
A driving hazard.
The answer is, of course, the splitting of a bamboo. I don't know, I said, of course. I don't know. Yeah. Okay, well, here are some extracts for any of you to have a go at completing. When a man, under some pretext or other, goes in front or alongside of a woman and touches her body with his own, it is called...
To the attention of the police.
The touching embrace. When two people are walking slowly together, either in the dark or in a place of public resort, or in a lonely place, and rub their bodies against each other, it is called...
Dogging.
When on the above occasion, one of them presses the other's body forcibly against a wall or pillar, it is called...
Hot dogging.
Yeah, it's called a pressing embrace. When the girl accepts the embrace, the man should put in her mouth a...
Pork pie.
A tambula or screw of betel nut. And finally, on the subject of gaining the affections of a woman, when they meet, the man should be careful to look at the woman in such a way as to cause the state of his mind to be made known to her. He should pull about his moustache, make a sound with his nails, and cause his own...
penis to play a selection of show tunes.
In fact, it causes his own ornaments to tinkle. Well, as we move towards the end of the show, it's time for the Baker's Film Club. I'll ask the teams to suggest titles of movies that might appeal to an audience that enjoys baking. You can start this one, please, Joe.
The Kipling Fields.
Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Bagels.
Petty Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Brave Tart.
For Catcher in the Rye.
Cakes on a Plane.
Black Forest Gump.
The Texas Cheesecake Massacre.
Bring Me the Bread of Alfredo Garcia.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the wobbly shopping trolley of time is wheeled up the Isle of Destiny and the Vicar of Fate decides the bridegroom may not be entirely sober, I notice it's the end of the show from the team, Samantha and myself, and our audience here in Richmond. It's goodbye. Goodbye!
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke Taylor and Joe Brand have been given silly things to do by Jack Dean, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson, and the producer was John Naismith.